Today on Wings.
Is this Nazi Germany? God have mercy on us.
There's a river of birds in migration, a nation of women with wings.
Welcome to Wings, a series of news and current affairs programs by and about women around the world, produced and distributed by the Women's International News Gathering Service.
Let the children go.
Let the children go.
Women religious leaders held a nonpartisan rally in Washington, D.C. on Tuesday, June 19, 2018, right in front of the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency, known as ICE.
We will not rest until the children are unified with their families. We who believe in freedom will not rest until it comes.
The next day, President Trump announced he had signed an executive order to end the family separations. Analysts say the solution is not that simple, but clearly opposition was heard.
My name is the Reverend Michelle Morgan. I am an Episcopal priest, a woman of faith, and as importantly, the seventh child of Beatrice Rose Spence Morgan. My mom was an Aboriginal Canadian of the Haida Indian tribe. She was taken from her family as a child and placed in residential school. That separation from family has caused brokenness for my family and Native families all over North America. My only comfort was that the horrors of the residential school system were dismantled. My family and other survivors hope that children would never again be ripped from their parents. I know firsthand that the impact of the residential school experience is intergenerational. We, the people of this country, have the power to stop this damage, and we must. I call on women and men of good conscience to call out this administration to stop breaking up families now. Before this goes any further and the damage moves through the generations, and we all will suffer. Thank you.
Amen. My name is Nikki Toyamasito, and I'm the executive director for Evangelicals for Social Action. While evangelical men are over in Trump Hotel meeting today, I want you to see where the evangelical women are. As Christian women, as evangelical women, we are joining arm in arm with women of faith to call for an end the separation of children from their parents. And I'm proud to be here on behalf of 2,800 women who are joining their letter with this letter to call on Secretary Nielsen and Attorney General Sessions to stop the zero tolerance policy and to stop separating children from their parents. Jesus was himself a political refugee who was trying to escape violence in his home country, and he had to flee. We are invited as Christians to respond in our faith that when we welcome the stranger, we welcome Jesus himself.
Amen.
Moral atrocities become clear when looked through the lens of history. My family knows what it's like to be criminalized and wrongly incarcerated. My family was part of the mass incarceration of Americans of Japanese descent during World War II. When the United States criminalized the existence and being of people of Japanese American descent. It is a period of great regret for our country. Let this moment now not be the next great period of regret. Join in and call on Secretary Nielsen and AG Sessions to stop ripping children from their parents' arms. Let's end this now.
My name is Marianne Buddy. I serve as the Bishop of the Episcopal Diocese of Washington.
I speak today as a disciple of Jesus Christ, who taught us that when we welcome the children, we welcome him. We, the women of faith who are mothers, are proud to speak on behalf of both mothers and fathers. We speak on behalf of all Americans who are horrified that this practice of zero tolerance, this practice of taking already traumatized families coming to our borders and inflicting upon them the greatest trauma of all, separation from each other when they need each other most. We must be clear that our immigration policies have been devastating for children for a very long time. Yes. And as yet, our outcries have not been sufficient to compel our nation's leaders to change course. But now, we are witnessing a collective recoiling from barbarism. As we all watch images of toddlers wrenched from their parents' arms and hundreds of children crowded in detention centers, it is searing our national conscience. This is not a partisan issue that divides us as a people. This is a moral issue that unites people of compassion who speak now with one voice to say that the forced separation of families must stop as the first essential step on a long road to an immigration policy that no longer brings shame to us all. I want to speak now on behalf of the Latino congregations that I am proud to serve, and I also want to speak to them. Y quiero decirles que no están solos. Su iglesia está con nosotros en esta lucha, y nuestro Dios está a su lado. Y nosotros no vamos a parar de trabajar juntos hasta que se cambien las políticas migratorias de este país. In the name, Jeff Sessions, of the God whose name you dare to invoke,
right,
stop this crime against children and unite migrant families now.
That's right. Amen. Amen.
My name is Rabbi Esther Letterman. I'm a board member of TRUA, the Rabbinic Call for Human Rights. I stand here today because I am a Jew, and because I am a mother, and because I am a human being.
Yes.
As Jews, we too remember a time when our children were stolen from their parents by a leader who felt threatened by their existence. Pharaoh wanted to control the Jews, so he decided to control the children. But a few courageous souls, the midwives, the mothers of our mothers, rose against the actions of Pharaoh, and so do we again today. In the name of our mothers, Sarah, Rebecca, Rachel, and Leah, in the names of those midwives, Pua and Shifra, in the names of all of our mothers and all of our fathers, this must end now. The fifth commandment of the Hebrew Bible demands that we honor our mothers and our fathers.
Yes.
What about the 36 times it says in the Hebrew Bible, do not harm a stranger, for you were a stranger in the land of Egypt? What about the passage in Deuteronomy that says, justice, justice shall you pursue? Pursue justice and do it in a just way. Is this just pulling nursing children from their mother's breasts?
No.
Is it just putting cages around our children?
No.
Return these children to their parents now.
Now.
End this deplorable policy now.
Now.
And in saving these families from further trauma and pain, may we save the soul of America at the same time.
Good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Reverend Dr. Leslie Copeland Toon, and I am the director of Ecumenical Advocacy Days for Global Peace with Justice. I stand before you as a mother, an ordained Baptist minister, outraged by the way that these families seeking asylum, who have flown persecution and violence in their own lands, are being now terrorized by the inhumane, hate-filled, and immoral policies of the Trump administration, led by Attorney General Jefferson Beauregard Sessions and DHS Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen. To put it quite frankly, these policies and the treatment of those coming to our borders seeking asylum is pure and unadulterated evil that will have lasting harmful impacts on these families and most especially these children. I refuse to be silent in the face of such evil. I refuse to shrug my shoulders, to post pictures with myself and my children like some of our officials on social media, to hug them and love them and care for them, and ignore the fact that families are being torn apart, children are being terrorized, mistreated, traumatized, and subjected to the most despicable kind of cruelty in the name of America and shamefully in the name of God as well. As a clergywoman, I have worked with children of separation and divorce whose lives have been impacted by disruptions in their family life due to circumstances beyond their control. I can tell you that separation from parents can be devastating for children. It rocks their foundation and world and puts everything in doubt for them. It is a painful experience that everyone should avoid. But to deliberately and intentionally put children through this kind of trauma, separating them from their parents, locking them in cages like animals for political gain, can only be characterized as evil. And we must do everything within our power as people of faith and as American citizens to make sure this evil ends immediately. We have to declare it loudly and unequivocally that we will not let this continue. Watching, as many of you did, the images and hearing the sounds and the voices of those children crying out for their parents. And hearing the stories of these families, I could not help but think, is this Nazi Germany? God have mercy on us. Every person of faith and good conscience in this nation must demand that this practice ends today, right now, without hesitation, without another minute, without another press conference, without another statement. End it right now. End it now.
On Wings, you are listening to women religious leaders rallying on June 19, 2018, in front of the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency in Washington, D.C.
Today is Juneteenth. It is the day that enslaved African people in Texas finally got word that slavery had ended. And even though the Emancipation Proclamation went into effect January 1st, there was no social media or cell phones at the time, so they had to wait for the word of freedom to come. I don't think it's a coincidence that we stand here today as people of faith demanding freedom and justice for these children. We must recognize that even though the ideal of this being un-American is true, the history of America shows us that white supremacy is rearing its ugly head in the most horrible way once again, that it is a stain on the soul of our nation that will not go away on its own. It is a stain that we must remove. We're going to fight with our prayers and we're going to fight with our vote come November. And finally, to take a stand for the ideal principles that the American flag represents, we might need to do it on bended knee. Resisting and persisting until freedom and justice and dignity are restored to these families and to our nation. Thank you.
Hello. My name is Khadija Gordna, and I'm a campaign director at Moms Rising.
Louder?
Is that better?
Yes.
So I'm a campaign director at Moms Rising, and I'm also a Muslim, and I'm a mom, and I'm an immigrant.
Welcome.
Thank you. Sessions' announcement of the administration's so-called zero tolerance policy that intentionally takes children away from asylum-seeking parents reflects a pattern of breathtaking cruelty by this administration. Yes. Within 6 weeks of this policy being announced, 2,000 children were taken from their parents. In South Texas, press reported seeing 20 or more children to a cage. Yeah. 20 or more children to a cage.
Shame.
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 As a mother, as an immigrant, I can't imagine having my children taken away from me. And my faith calls on me to want for others what I want for myself.
Yes.
It calls on me to stand with parents at the border who are experiencing this devastating cruelty. And it calls on me to stand here today. I stand with America's moms who are appalled that thousands of children are being forcibly separated from their parents and sent into already overwhelmed child welfare and foster care systems. No one is better equipped to care for these children than their parents.
Yes. Yes.
Our million members at Moms Rising are demanding that what is happening at the border must end, and the administration is the one who can and should end this.
Yes.
My name is Marlena Graves, and I run in evangelical circles. We have almost 3,000 women and mothers that have signed a letter in the Not Without My Child campaign calling on the President, AG Sessions, and Secretary Nielsen to immediately stop this demonic practice of separating children from their parents. I've been working on this for almost 10 years, but about a month ago, I was tossing and turning. I could not sleep when I saw what was happening to unaccompanied children and to children who were being ripped away from their families at the border. I have three young daughters. How can I stand and look them in the eyes and tell them that I did nothing in my time in history? We always say, what would we do? If that were me, I would have spoken up. Now is the time to call for the end of this demonic practice. So a few weeks ago, several of us evangelical women and authors, I'm a writer, I work at my church, I'm a seminary professor, we wrote this letter, and it is catching fire all throughout the country. We say Jesus would not stand for this. Hold your Bible up if you have it, or maybe your phone, because that's where your Bible is. There are. We brought our Bibles. We read our Bibles. Jesus said, the devil has come to steal, kill, and destroy, but I have come that you might have life. John 10:10. We as a nation are stealing. We are kidnapping children, state-sponsored kidnap. We are stealing, killing, and destroying families. We're acting like the devil. If you call yourself a Christian or even want to align as a Christian, this is not pro-life, it's pro-death. In the name of Jesus Christ, whom I serve and bow, I don't bow to Caesar, I bow to Jesus. We ask that you would stop this immoral demonic behavior. Your constituents, the ones that you say are evangelicals, are calling out to you to tell you to stop. Who are you serving? You're serving all of us. En nombre de Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
My name is Barbara Weinstein. I'm the director of the Commission on Social Action of Reform Judaism. At the core of our Reform Jewish faith is choice. We choose to live out the teachings and traditions of our faith that give meaning and purpose to our lives and connect us to one another. Every day we choose between darkness and light. We choose between acts of hurt and acts of loving kindness. We choose between blessings and curses.
Yes.
What's happening at our border is also a choice. It is a choice to separate children from their parents. It is a choice to talk about building walls instead of building compassion. It is a choice to deport parents and leave their children in legal limbo. Those are the wrong choices. It's the wrong choice for families who are being broken, It's the wrong choice for the thousands of children who are being traumatized. And it is the wrong choice for this country, founded more than two centuries ago by immigrants and strengthened throughout our history by immigrants. That's right. That's right. 70 years ago, my grandparents left the horrors of Europe with my infant mother and two suitcases that had all they owned. The trauma of that experience and that journey to this country and a haven, an opportunity, a promise of freedom, the trauma of that experience stayed with them throughout their lives. It has been passed down generation to generation, and a piece of that trauma lives within me. Let's not pretend that the children that are being separated from their parents today are not feeling that trauma. That they won't feel that trauma for the rest of their lives. That trauma will end with this generation because it will continue to the next and the next. That trauma will go on because of the decisions that are being made, the choices that are being made at our border today. So we're here today because we're also making a choice. We choose to stand with families that are fleeing violence and persecution. We choose to reject a false narrative about why this is happening. Right. We choose to say to the president, to the vice president, to the secretary of Homeland Security, to the secretary of Health and Human Services, to the attorney general, end the policy of family separation today. Yeah. We are inspired by, we live out the words of the Talmud that remind us, by the breath of children, God sustains the world. Yes. Thank you.
Amen. Amen.
I am Pastor Sandra Maria Van Opstel from Grace and Peace in Chicago. Yes. And I am here as a mother, as the child of immigrants, and as a pastor to say that immigration is not only a political concern, it is a personal and a pastoral reality and concern that we carry in our bodies every day. And our system was already broken, and we thought it couldn't get worse. And then the unaccompanied minors came, and we thought it couldn't get worse. And now the asylum seekers come, and we separate children from their parents. Policies are connected to faces and stories of real human beings. Yes. And brothers and sisters, if you can put your head down at night and sleep well in these days, it is because you are not seeing them as human children. These children have names. Moises, Benito, Lisi, Alma, Esperanza, Mateo. And these children are in cages and soon to be in tents. And so my sisters have done a great job of sharing facts with you and telling you what is true, what is evil, what is corrupt, what is unjust. And I want us to close our eyes and enter into these spaces that we have seen and heard. And I want you to hear the voices of the children. I am a promise. I am a possibility. I am a promise. With a capital P, I am a great big bundle of potentiality. Go ahead and sing. And I am learning to hear God's voice, and I am trying to make the right choice. I am a promise to be anything God wants me to be. Those are the voices of our children, Attorney General Sessions. And you are destroying that possibility. Those are the voices of our children, Homeland Security Secretary Nielsen. And you are destroying that possibility. Congressmen and women who are not speaking, who are silent. In this time, you are destroying that possibility. Churches, church leaders, people of faith, if you say you love God and you show up with your nice clothes and you enter that building on Sunday or Saturday and you lift up your hands and you sing those songs so well,
and you do nothing. You say nothing. You call no one. You are destroying that possibility. We have an opportunity to mobilize now, and your invitation is to pick up that phone, write that email, call that person. And if we say nothing, God have mercy on us for putting on our nice clothes and singing some songs and pretending that we are people of faith.
I'm Ann Schultz. I'm a school sister of Notre Dame and the associate director for social mission for the Leadership Conference of Women Religious, whose members represent 38,000 Catholic sisters across this nation. For us, this is personal. Catholic sisters came to this country almost 300 years ago. We came as immigrants. We came to serve immigrants. And we continue to minister to immigrant families in schools and hospitals and social service agencies across this country. We see the devastating effects of our unjust immigration system every single day. Family is the bedrock of our society. It's the cornerstone of our immigration system, and it's foundational to our faith. As women of faith, as Catholic sisters, we condemn the Trump administration's decision to forcibly separate parents from their children in an effort to punish families seeking safety. Like Mary and Joseph, who fled the horrors of King Herod to save their infant son, these mothers and fathers are taking tremendous risks to bring their children to safety. These are families forced to flee violence and death. I believe they have the right, I believe they have the obligation to seek protection for their children, and we are morally obligated to welcome them.
Yes.
It's impossible to imagine the fear of a child being ripped from the arms of her mother, or the pain of a father watching as a stranger takes his son. It's cruel, it's inhumane, and it must stop.
Yes.
Please join me in demanding that President Trump, General Sessions, and Secretary Niels stop this now.
No!
We cannot permit them to continue to steal our children. And so we ask God to break open the heart of our nation, to forgive our own complicity in this grave injustice. And we beseech Our Lady of Guadalupe, the patroness of the Americas, to protect all of our immigrant families and to keep her children safe.
Amen.
Women religious leaders rallied in Washington, D.C. on June 19, 2018. The next day, President Trump announced he had signed an executive order to end the notorious family separation policy. Analysts say the solution is just not that simple, but clearly opposition was heard. To hear Wings programs again, email wings@wings.org and check our page at facebook.com/wingsradio. Thank you to all our supporters, including your community radio station, Suzette Cullen, and Genevieve Vaughn, editor of the book Women and the Gift Economy. The Wings sound logo is from Lee Bana's album A Circle is Cast. This is the Women's International News Gathering Service.